Chapter 20. When people need to reason about something abstract, they tend to imagine something concrete that the abstract thing is like, and then reason about that instead. For most of us, space is the concrete thing that time is like. Research reveals that people all over the world imagine time as though it were space, which is why we say that the past is behind us and the future is in front of us, that we are moving toward our old age and looking back on our childhood, and that days pass us by in much the same way that a speeding train might. We think and speak as though we were actually moving away from a yesterday that is located over there and toward a tomorrow that is located in the opposite direction. When we draw a timeline, those of us who speak English put the past on the left, those of us who speak Arabic put the past on the right, and those of us who speak Chinese put the past on the bottom. But regardless of our native language, we all put the past someplace, and the future someplace else. Indeed, when we want to solve a problem that involves time, for instance, if I ate breakfast before I walked the dog, but after I read the newspaper, then what did I do first? Most of us imagine putting three objects, breakfast, dog, newspaper, in a line, and then checking to see which one is farthest to the left, or right, or bottom, depending on our language. Reasoning by metaphor is a clearer technique that allows us to overcome our weaknesses by making use of our strength, using things we can visualize to think, talk, and reason about things we can't.